ready.
Woo. The whistle's got woo.
The cream rise to the top.
You're listening to the Sleeper King podcast, hosted by James Coe.
All right, let's talk about the Bears. Roschon Johnson got his first offensive snaps of the season and apparently has passed over Khalil Herbert for the RB2 duties there in Chicago. I mean, listen, again, this is kind of like Cleveland. I don't know what to make of the Chicago Bears backfield. I just know it's not DeAndre Swift. He played a season-low 52% of the snaps. Roschon Johnson played 38%, and Khalil Herbert played just 10%. Herbert's snap share has pretty much stayed level all season long. Across 37 carries, DeAndre Swift has averaged, are you ready for this, 1.8 yards per carry across 37 carries. Man, I know they spent free agent money on him. There ain't no way you can stick with DeAndre Swift. I just don't know how you do that. Khalil Herbert wasn't much better at 2.0. Roschon Johnson in week number 3 did average 3.8 yards per carry. Again, not a great number, but at least passable. 3.8 is at least passable. It's not even good, okay? But 1.8, we can't work with that. That's an unworkable number. I do wonder, as the seat gets hotter and hotter and hotter in Chicago, how long will the coaching staff stick with DeAndre Swift? By the way, Chicago, baby, what are y'all doing? I mean, I just don't understand, right? You spent free agent money to go bring in DeAndre Swift. Why? You already had Khalil Herbert. You had Roschon Johnson. By the way, you also had the aforementioned Deontay Foreman, who played well in that same system for nothing. You could have spent nothing and had that trio of running backs and been set. I just don't understand. Then on top of that, you bring in Gerald Everett at tight end when you already have Cole Kmet. Gerald Everett has played himself out of a starting role there in Chicago. That's how bad it's been. Cole Kmet has been good. 11 targets, 10 receptions, 97 yards or whatever it was there in week number 3. Come on. Chicago, you needed offensive linemen. And you didn't spend on offensive linemen. You spent on running back and tight end, two positions that were already set. Baby, what are we doing out here, Chicago? Come on. Let's figure this out. I don't get it. Okay.